Hey guys, welcome back to Nina's Drive. I do not really have something set into stone today. I have instead a lovely gift gifted by 9 a.m. self, which is half a page of notes and bullet points that I'll just be reading today and elaborating further. Yes, it still goes into alignment with everything that I do usually talk about though, so don't worry, it's not completely random. But there's no solid concept, or maybe there is, and I just haven't gotten into it yet. We'll see. Anyways, all right, so let's start at the beginning of what I wrote, which is, if you aren't receiving the results you want, change the process. You can't get a different outcome by using the same formula. Yep, 100% agree with this statement. 7 hours later, still, thank goodness. If you're expecting to receive something a certain way and you haven't changed anything about what you're doing to get to that level, then you're probably going to still receive the same thing, or at least in the same way. Yeah, that's a given. Okay, next one. Biggest attraction of magnetic energy and manifestations that come true is actually, this makes no sense because then I say what we perceive as good luck is remaining grateful for where we are now and being present in life now. So I guess what I was trying to say is being present fully allows you to grasp the full level of gratitude for a situation. Therefore, gratitude brings in abundance, and abundance is probably good luck in our perspective. Yeah, that's exactly what I was trying to write, actually. Yeah, because if we have an abundance of something that we're grateful for, then that's what we want, right? Because if we're grateful for it, we welcome it into our lives. And if there's an abundance of it, we call it good luck. Good luck is just synonymous to abundance in perspective. And this biggest attraction of magnetic energy and manifestations that come true. If manifestations come true, we call that good luck, but AKA is just being in a state of abundance because of the state of gratitude. That's basically how manifestation works. If I could run down manifestation into one word, it would just be emotion. Because you won't attract anything in a negative state of mind. Yeah, actually, no, you will. You will be attracting things, but not the things you want to be attracting in a negative state of mind. However, if you're in this flow, positive state of gratitude and just being at peace with where you are now, being present, that's what brings in everything that you desire slowly over time, because the universe just responds to what you feel. Emotion is the most important, and I think the biggest frequency. And life is frequency. Literally, the wall I'm leaning against right now has frequency. So, if you're aligned in the frequency of gratitude, of abundance, guess what? The world's going to give you more of that. And if you're aligned with the emotion, I guess, of like, in a way, it's like self-detrimental. What's it called when victimizing? Yeah, when self-victimizing self. That was low-key me 2 years ago. When my perspective was kind of like, why is the world after me? But then that was literally just the reality I ended up creating for myself. So, moral of that story is whatever you feel is whatever you attract. I'm not sure how many ways this has been said before, but the simplest way is just whatever you feel is whatever you'll be getting, basically. So just remember, you literally create your entire life. You create the way people react to things, how you react to things, how the world reacts to you. Yeah, continue. Anything that you can think of in the terms of you creating, that's that. That's manifesting, that's leveling to a certain level of feel, emotion. All right, next one. Magnetic frequency broken down is literally just emotion. Well, there you go. That's literally the sentence that I was just talking about. Okay, next one. Feel bad, attract bad things. The universe will only give you and respond to what you give it. Yeah. Yes. Caps lock what I just said. Give gratitude, be happy for where you are and what you have now. Yeah, right, exactly. Be grateful and that will attract and bring in abundance. And continue with that feeling. That's why finding the positives are so talked about nowadays, but no one really gives you the reason as to why you have to find the positives. Everyone's like, positive vibes, positive energy. Why? Why positive vibes? Why positive energy? Why positive vibes? Positive energy? Because that brings in more of that. And that's what you want to be feeling, at least I hope so. And that's why, yeah, talked about nowadays. That broken down is simply humanity telling you to feel good of where you are now and the given moment. Yeah, in a way, it's channeling you to be present. Be present in any given moment, because if you're present, I don't know, it's just live life in the present moment, and that way you'll be much more aware. I was talking about this with my mom yesterday, actually, how we're always, at least we are in specific, asking for signs and like clarity from the universe, like tell me something that I'm going the right way. And half the time we miss these signs. It's an entire language. It's literally a sign, different form of language. And if you want a sign that you're going the right way or that you have guidance, then you ask the universe to send you a butterfly. And it could be you're crossing the street and you have to look to the left to see if there's a car coming, but the butterfly was to your right and you miss it. I guess that's just a lack of being in the present. It could also be chance. And this is just an example we were talking about yesterday. It just reminded me. But it literally is being in the present, because you could burn a batch of cookies if you're not in the present moment because you forgot they were in the oven. Or something way worse than burning a batch of cookies. Being present is a big thing that I struggle with nowadays, because I'm always jumping from one idea to the next, and I feel the need to fill in a space, like a quiet space, to be productive. If it's 10 minutes of unplannedness in my schedule, I'm like, okay, how can I use these 10 minutes to be productive? Maybe I can scroll through TikTok. At least I can find a new manifestation or like a zodiac thing for the day, like my reading and stuff. And then I forget what I was doing, and then I lose track and I'm not present anymore. And then I'm like, wait, what? It was just 2 p.m. and how's it 6 p.m.? And again, time moves by so, at least we say time moves by so fast nowadays. One of the biggest things that has helped me remain in the present moment is journaling, the act of journaling. Start every morning with who, like journaling, basically your day, right? So it's all there. Not a bullet point list, just like a rundown of what you're gonna do that day or what you have planned. And then any sort of intense emotion you're feeling, if you're feeling anything, if not, just be like, okay, we're chilling. Good day, right? Good energy. And then I journal as my future self, as the best version of myself, as the version of Angelina Gozzi that I work every day to become towards. That logically didn't verbally, grammatically make sense. Neither did the word verbally. Okay, so I strive to be this version of myself every day. And now I journal as her, as the boss me that I see myself in the future. Journal as her. I guess some people call this shadow work. I literally just call this dreaming or manifesting or just like, I don't know, having fun with your pen and paper, right? And this helps me be in the present any moment. Okay, maybe I'm just losing my my sense of speaking, but this reminds me of that one saying Travis Scott says in Fame, actually, where it's like, I've been focused on the future, never on right now. It's a balance. It really is a balance of finding, which I am still figuring out, but finding the balance of living towards, working towards becoming that version of yourself that you idealize and that you put on a pedestal. But low-key, just don't put it on a pedestal. Like, act as her now, or him, or them as that person. Act as that person right now. Do not put that person on a pedestal, because it's literally just you. Once you stop idealizing this dream version of you as something that's so great and so unachievable, then it becomes a lot more accessible, because it's literally just you in alignments or with time or having more experience in something that maybe you didn't think you needed experience on before getting to a certain level. That relates back to one of the topics I talked about recently, which is the seat at the table thing. You never really know, I guess. Like, just trust timing because timing is always going to be correct. Even if you think it's not, you're always at the right place at the right time because maybe to be at that table, you needed to meet these three new people to have your back, or you needed to learn this language to understand the conversation at the table. You can't just sit down at the table and expect to have a seat there if the seat isn't with your name tag yet. And if there's a seat that closes up, I guarantee you there's another table that just opened up with your name right there, right, written down on the name tag. So always keep your mind open, keep your options open, keep your perspective open, and do not put this idealized version, best version of yourself on a pedestal. This is you, but like, could be 2 months from now, could be half a year from now. Again, timing is just there. It's whatever. It's about the process as well. But just, yeah, show up as this person every day towards everything you do because ultimately this is who you want to become, right? So why not just be that person today, doing now you things as future you self? And that's how you're going to get to your future you self. I don't know if I've shared this story, but during quarantine, I would do my online school work while watching walking tours of Europa, of Europe, specifically cities. I know I say Europe as it's so grand, in Western Europe mostly, but cities specifically, I would watch walking tours of Paris. I watched Florence at some point, I remember, because there's a video on my camera roll with me doing my chemistry class because I was going to go into medicine. My chemistry and my AP bio and all of that stuff with, oh, my genetics class with a walking tour of Milan in the back. And now I'm here in Italy studying business fashion. And I was watching Emily in Paris. That was, I think, the only show that I rewatched multiple times for no reason. And now I'm here studying in Italy as I was going to be a medicine student in Boston. So I don't know how that happens, but you don't really need to know how that happened. I just know it did happen because I would show up to online school as future me self subconsciously. Basically, I just visualized my way here. And that has happened with many other things in my life, but that's one of the biggest examples and the most obvious, I think. Also, Pinterest boards. I go back to my old Pinterest boards and there are so many things that match up. I'm like, wait, I have that tag right now. Wait, I have those UGG shoes right now. You know, sometimes you just have to reflect a little. I know I was saying be present, but being present is, I guess, the balance of being in the past, being in the future, and being grateful for where you are now. Okay, I'm gonna end it here, but thank you guys so much for listening. Stay cool, stay funny, fun, happy, stay you. Okay, I'll call you next time. Bye.